The Sentai Review, Episode 51, The Sentai Costumes Countdown. Another Wednesday is another Sentai, the last Sentai of our season one, I guess.
Until new series come out.
Yep, so I guess you could look at this as the type of season finale. Not going to promise anything extravagant or awesome here, but it kind of is.
Well, Power Rangers series that we got in America, a lot of them were 40 episodes. And since, 1975 to 2015 is 40 years.
Well, actually, we have a top 39 countdown sitting here.
So, I mean, it kind of worked out.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
I was actually about to say, we do have some epic stuff for this, revisiting some of our old favorites and some of the ones that we absolutely hated.
William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
I'm not here.
Yes, you are, because you just said something, which means that you're here.
No, he said it earlier when we weren't filming. He's going to sit there and enjoy that donut, because every time he takes a bite, there's more laughs.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, people. This 1982 came in at 0.8. So they scored real high. The gymnastics, what you guys kept calling them, the Circus Rangers, they are gymnastic Rangers.
Nick was calling them the Cirque du
Soleil Rangers.
Aren't
they also the Baby Bib Rangers?
Yes, these were the Baby Bib Rangers.
Well, look at their weapons, okay? Hula hoop guy isn't going to do anything except fucking spin his hula hoop.
I don't know, Talon.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the name either.
Damn it! How am I going to forget her name? Well, Tara? Tira?
Tira? No.
Soul Calibur. Soul Calibre.
Yeah.
Three.
I think it was Tara.
I think it is too.
She has a hula hoop of doom.
That has a blade on it. That doesn't.
Well,
she had to start somewhere.
He's a very
maracas in action.
He's a kid friendly version.
The maracas.
Mm-hmm. And what about dodgeball to the balls? There you go. There's a weapon.
Yeah, that one hurts. Then you're out. Or they get to bring one of their members back.
That would be great.
Don't you know anything?
That would be great if the Yellow Ranger did throw the ball and the monster catches it and he's like.
And an old monster comes back.
and
damn it, stop throwing that thing!
And he's like, well, guys, I'm out. And he just goes and sits down.
Yeah, the yellow just goes and sits down.
Yeah, Tira.
So what does the Pink Ranger have there? Was it just that little...
It's one of those...
Streamers.
It's like one of those streamer things, those ribbons that they dance with.
And Red Ranger's got a whip?
Yeah, because that's...
lasso thing?
Makes perfect sense for...
Looks like the whip thing that jockeys use.
Yeah, the riding crop.
Okay.
He could probably use it as a noose, too. To hang himself to get out of the series.
Well, there is a reason why they rated it a 0.8.
Coming up next was 2006 with 1.5.
This is Operation Overdrive for us.
Yeah.
I got to admit, seeing these guys this low kind of surprises me. I don't feel like I hate these costumes.
If I remember correctly, I think when I was listening to this review, It was because, like, Nick and somebody else were hating on them so badly.
They were getting, like, zeros.
Yeah, they were given, like, zeros and ones and shit. And, like,
I don't necessarily despise these costumes. I gotta admit to being surprised here.
I would have to re-listen to the episode.
There might have been more characters, too, that appeared or something. Like this
that
night,
I think you actually were, Shane. I think you were hating on these guys, but not because of the costume.
No, I didn't
like because you watched the show.
And
you were like, this series blows dick. And it was like, but we're rating costumes. But the series blows dick.
I did mention that there was only two episodes I liked.
Yeah.
And that's when Adam came back.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so next we have 1983 at 1.6.
The Dynamen.
Friggin' baseball Rangers.
He's got boomerangs. That's
Sucker rings.
Yeah, but the yellow Ranger's not messing around. Like,
the pink has a friggin'.
Is that a rapier?
Yeah.
And then he's got
frisbees. Either that or it's one of those epi things.
I like his frisbees.
Epies or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
The Blue Ranger. The weapon does not look impressive to me.
Because they're frisbees.
Take it.
Wow.
Suckerangs and frisbees.
Maybe they're those Velcro ball catching mitts.
Yeah.
Those things actually hurt, though, if you get the Velcro side.
So wait, the Yellow Ranger is playing with the Blue Ranger. There you go.
Yeah. Here, catch. Woo-doo. Ah, my hand.
Next, 1979, 1.6. Battle Fever J.
Now,
oh, yeah, Shane.
You probably heard that grunt coming from Scott. That was a grunt of approval.
No. No, it's going to be the second worst grunt I make.
Her legs are bare, and you can see her hair. That is our Ranger.
Yep, the American Ranger or something.
I forgot how goofy these fuckers look.
I think the animated picture that we had was a lot better than
The animated one.
That one was actually really
I think
cool.
This was before we started Shane Butcher's name, and it was before Who is the Coolest Ranger.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Kind of yes and kind of no, because you even bring it up later on in some of the reviews that Shane was actually being like, this dude looks cool, but that dude looks like shit, especially on like the first review. Shane was like, okay, so do I rate each person? And you're like, no, as a team. Well, but why can't I just rate this guy as awesome and the rest of them? No, Shane, as a team.
I did mention because in Go Rangers, the pink ranger, I hated her helmet because it looked like a fly.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like that at all. But we didn't start doing Shane Butcher's names until the 90s. And we're talking like...
Yeah, because the original two episodes were on Reploid Production, and they were like an hour and a half long each.
Yeah, because it was Bill butchering names, and then like you started giving him shit for it. So he was like, then Shane butchers a name.
I would need to re-listen to them. I don't remember what exact year we started it, but I believe it was like late 90s.
Next, 1996, 1.64.
It's our Turbo Rangers.
Not surprised that you guys made it so low on the list. At all.
Not surprising that...
I think they were announced Car Rangers in...
Yes, they were Car Ranger because we actually had to keep arguing with Nick about that. He was like, there were two different Car Rangers. No, jackass, these were Sentai Car Ranger.
But
there was
Turbo.
The one with the cars on the... Yes, Nick, we know.
That was the American series,
about.
Nick.
Yes, Mikey, we know.
In their stomachs? Yes, Mike.
They have lights on their helmets.
Well, it,
higher score, please.
It's actually funny because you look at how low of a score we gave these guys. And not to mention that while this show was airing in America, it was supposed to be the last one because the ratings were so low.
Mm-hmm.
That space had a tremendous task at hand to bring ratings up again, and it did.
Next, 2004 with 1.9.
SPD.
with their doggy ranger.
Yep.
And the future ranger there.
Well, in our series, they are from the future.
Well, more future, though. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys were cops.
Next.
Next! 1991, 1.9.
Jetmen?
Yep.
These were the Jetmen, Shane.
Yes, because the Black Ranger is the most epic. He can't get off himself.
I've been told over and over again that this series is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'm literally, like, over and over again, I've been told that this is easily one of the better original, like, older Sentais. Well, this is one of the best ones to
because
watch.
Because we haven't seen it, and we based it off the pictures we saw, the Black Ranger did not think so.
Oh, what does this do? Oh!
Next, 2008, 202.
This would be our RPM.
2.02.
Yep,
with those little shark rangers over there and stuff. Whatever.
Look at those happy, happy robots in the back.
Look at the tires on their wrists and friggin' shins.
Yes, they also wear seatbelts. It's be safe, though.
These costumes.
If I remember correctly, weren't these the same assholes that had the happy clown inside their Zord?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why they got the score they got.
Oh, my God.
Because I remember listening to it, and I had, like, my coworkers looking at me like, the fuck are you laughing at? So I had to rewind it and be like, if I was able to make it into the Power Rangers and fucking they show me this, I'd be like, kill my character. And they all started laughing along with me.
Actually, to be fair, this is the one series here in America that two of the Rangers and one of the villains actually went on to do much bigger roles and other television shows.
That's because you can only go up from here, Shane. When you pilot the friggin' Bozo Zord. That was the first time, like, Punky has been in the room for a lot of recordings, and that was the first time you ever heard her. She'd never introduced herself. She just sat here and watched the show while we were recording it. And the first time ever that Zord came up and he was sitting in the happy face, she uttered, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was that jarring
of how fucked up something is, you get a low score. Not as low as the others, but still.
Next, 2002,
2.23.
Hey, look! Ninjas!
Next!
Ninjas and samurai, but...
1980,
2.24. How did
Scott Rangers get this far?
I got to admit to being a little confused. How did they beat the ninjas?
The ninjas look much cooler than the ninjas.
Yeah.
What happened? What was going on?
I will re-listen to the episodes.
How did we
I think it's because if this is early enough, this was when Jason came in. Because there were the Daft Punk
Jason
Rangers.
Jason liked the outrageous looking, basically dumb looking Rangers. Like he was giving things like Battle Fever J like fours and crap like that. He was like, these guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah,
and we all looked at him like, what?
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Next, 1997, 2.3.
Mega Rangers, but Heroes in Space.
Yep, these are Space Rangers.
And the blue still has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm confused.
What?
What?
How did we get that score?
Like, I feel like if the Yellow Ranger had a gun in her hand.
And there's the Pink Ranger again. Call me!
Were these the ones that had, like, the different symbols in their helmet? Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Okay. With a satellite dish and a cell phone.
Because
and
her symbol in the Pink Ranger's
and the microwave,
helmet.
The microwave, yeah.
Right.
And one of them had a computer, I could have sworn one of them had a microwave, I'm not sure.
We made fun of it as a microwave, it was supposed to be like a computer chip.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it kind of looked like...
We were like, so this one cooks, and this one makes phone calls, and this one gets good television?
Yeah.
Next, 1986, 2.3.
I'm also confused with these guys.
These look more...
These guys tied the last show.
Yeah.
These are kind of more basic ones as far as the design.
What's with Red's helmet? Or am I just seeing that funny?
No, you're seeing it. You're seeing the logo behind him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looked like he had red pointy ears.
No.
Because that would have made him lower on the score.
Are these the guys? Did these guys get a good score? These guys aren't the dudes with the lightsabers, were they?
No.
We'll know them.
They kind of stand out a little bit.
Yeah, because green has a T block and yellow has a T.
Which,
like,
when I finally got to watch some of that show, those aren't lightsabers. That just happened to be taken at one spot, because all we're doing is rating on pictures and costumes. So when we seen them, we were like, fucking lightsabers? They're actually swords, but when they prepare for their finishing move, they put their hand across the sword like the Red Ranger did in our series when he hurt Tommy's hands.
And made it glow.
Next, 2009, 2.37.
These would be our samurai. And yes, she has a dick on her head.
Yeah, that's Spencer's favorite ranger right there.
Dick Ranger, yes.
Dick Face Ranger.
For the entire episode.
Next! This is 1999,
2.38. These are Lightspeed Rescue.
And nobody cares.
This is what Nick kept calling, like, the
How did nobody, yeah. how did, like, the how did nobody swirl. Make this joke? I gotta be, like, I watched this right after we posted it, and I said, how did nobody make Umbrella Corp Ranger joke or reference?
I think I did, but it was in the comments, because I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah, like, we called them Peppermint Rangers and things like that, but nobody realized that these guys worked for the Umbrella Corporation.
Yep,
just different branches.
Well, they did work for...
Yeah.
Like a government type thing, so yeah.
Next. 1993, 2.42.
There's the Yellow Ranger giving the finger.
There's that super small White Ranger.
He's supposed to be a kid, though.
Yes. But not when he transforms.
Yeah.
He's, like, very short.
I can't really tell, but is the pink firing the Kamehameha?
Kinda.
Why not?
Yeah, it'll be epic.
Next, 1981, 2.5.
Weren't these the football?
Football
players?
Rangers.
Yep.
Oh yeah, football. I like football.
I think they were like Sun Vulcan.
Yes. And I think the Red Ranger. We kept commenting on how awesome he is.
Okay, because we like the fact that they had the helmet. Like, as you can see the red and yellow animal symbol on their helmet better, obviously, than the blue. I don't even see it.
The blue's like a shark or something like that.
Yeah. He was a shark, I believe.
Didn't we agree that the yellow was a bear, maybe? Or
something.
Some kind of cat?
I don't remember. Next, 1989, 2.5.
I think this was Japan's Turbo. Or something.
They're amazing. Next, 1975, 2.6, Henshin a Go-Go, baby!
The first Power
Ranger. Every time we say that, it blew my mind that Nick did not know that reference.
Yeah,
and he plays a lot of video games. Like, how do you not know Beautiful Joe? Yeah,
how's he going to play every single Final Fantasy ever made and have no idea what Beautiful Joe even is?
He
didn't even know it came out. What is that game?
It's like,
what?
It came out on the GameCube. How
did you miss that shit when you're apparently such the Final Fantasy nut that you would have sat down and played, I don't know, Crystal Chronicles and all its shittiness?
It's crazy how, like, here's what's really wild to me. Sometimes suits are so bad
that
they
awesome.
Get good scores. Uh-huh. Like, these are the first guys,
the
their
first.
Suits are so utterly awful, that they like, they're like halfway on our list. Like, yeah. They're pretty high up here.
They're like the mid-mark type
of thing. I'm sorry, but their costumes look like they're fucking homemade.
Well, they kind of have to be.
Yeah,
they're Space Rangers.
Yeah. And I think that the reason why they got such a good score is because everybody was like, look, I know these things suck, but they were the start of it. So I have to give them.
No, we were talking about how they looked so rockin' and shit. Yeah. Making like they look so bad, they're filled with wind.
Isn't the white the like fly thing that you were talking about?
Pink Ranger, yeah.
Yeah,
her helmet is, even though it's a heart, the way it looks like she's got fucking like bug eyes.
Each one of them would take their visor off and it would become a weapon. Like somehow the Red Ranger would take his visor off and it would become a whip.
So with the Blue Ranger being an arrow.
That's right. He was one of the ones that didn't have a cliche power sword.
And then the green dude would take his off and it would become a boomerang and then he would throw it.
So the
yellow dude out of the suit is like some heavy set kind of fat dude.
The Blue Ranger gets an arrow weapon.
Next, 1988 2.7.
These
Shamu. Were those mythical rangers or whatever.
It's a Shamu ranger.
Well, they all had like a...
Oh, yeah, they all had like animals and shit.
They had animals on their chest and it was like a hieroglyphic except for like a yellow. The yellow was very obviously like a lion.
Yeah, that's right, because this was one of the ones when I was like, yeah, these guys aren't bad, and Bill's like, when you can't even keep the fucking continuity of your suits together, you failed! And I was like, all right, I guess I kind of see your point there, but...
At least when we were trying to figure out what animal they were, we didn't really struggle.
Yeah.
Like, green was a rhino, black was a bull.
Yep.
And
blue's a dolphin, isn't it?
Kinda.
Dolphin
or
whale.
I think so, yes. It's a dolphin. Like, we kept thinking
it
was
black,
a whale.
The black was a bull, my mistake.
Yep, and then the red was a...
It was either a
condor
or
something like that,
or a phoenix.
I think we agree with phoenix.
Yeah.
Every time when I look at the Yellow Ranger, the helmet reminds me of the Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Or Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. Very, very close.
Yeah.
Yes.
Next, 2010, 2.77.
It's the Angels.
Yeah, this is our Megaforce.
These guys, if it would have been explained to me before. But I didn't know. If it would have been explained to me before, I would have given these guys a little bit higher score. See the symbols on their chest?
Mm-hmm.
Put all of them overlapping one another. That's the symbol on top of their helmet.
Yep.
It was explained in the comments. And because we have no prior knowledge, we're just rating costumes, I didn't know that. So as a group, they form the symbol of their team.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
But standing alone, they're all their own warrior. That would have given me... I would have given them a little bit more for something that creative, but I didn't know at the time.
And didn't we, like, bash on the robot, too?
Yeah, the Robo Knight, whatever.
Yeah, I think he's dumb.
Because he doesn't fucking fit at all. I mean, he's not even close.
Unless he does story-wise, but...
Didn't make it far enough into the series to see what he does. So.
Which, of course, is a comment you've made several times. I didn't make it that far. Yeah, because you got three episodes in and called it quits.
Next, 1995, 3.06.
Oh, Ranger.
Gold Ranger.
Oh, this is where you had a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that Gold Ranger.
You can't see, right?
Gold Ranger's so epic because he can walk into walls.
Doesn't even have to see. He walked through that wall. So awesome.
So stupid.
So awesome.
He broke down the wall.
Stop hating. He's mad because you're not a Gold Ranger.
You just mad because your ass is old.
If you look at this picture very closely, look at the Green Ranger, right? His leg is turning gold.
See? Gold. Yeah. It's all about gold.
Like, he's seen the Gold Ranger come, he's like, fuck green. Trying to change my color.
Next. 2005, 3.13. Mm-hmm. And I actually do think these guys look
this
awesome.
This would have been our Mystic Force.
Yeah.
I didn't say the show was very good. Haven't seen the Japanese one yet. But I do think these guys look awesome. I think I gave them a pretty high score.
This is the one that Nick was like, pickaxe crossbow. Yellow Ranger has like a pickaxe crossbow.
Yeah.
And do you recall these guys the Harry Potter Rangers? Because in our series, they use a lot of magic.
Are you ready for this? They were the Harry Potter, Pokemon, Final Fantasy, Digimon with fucking Sailor Moon. There's like three more references we made to describe these Rangers because I kept listening to it being like, fuck. I remember why I didn't like these guys. We had to use so many other different shows and games and shit to reference these guys. I was like, fucking shoot me.
Next, 2007, 3.17.
Bruce Lee Ranger.
Bruce Lee Ranger.
This is Jungle Fury.
Jungle Fury.
Okay. Now, stupid ass
purple.
Purple Wolf
was
Fang,
the best ranger.
Wolf Fang Fist
all in a group
Freak.
Sir? Yes.
No. No.
Actually,
no.
I discover something. After we did this episode and everything.
That stupid ass Danielson Ranger.
Now, the three extra rangers that showed up, when we said that one of them looked like a bat, it is a bat, and that guy was actually blind. Which was actually kind of interesting. I didn't find that out until
Batman Ranger.
He was the blind samurai.
Yeah, he was a blind guy. Yeah.
Next, 1990, 3.2.
Oh yeah, she has a music note on her helmet. I can't remember what their names were.
Something V or five.
Oh, was this Goggle V?
No, not Goggle V. This was like something Ranger 5 team or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I
think it was the 5 that we kept also referred to as V as well.
Yeah, because we referred to it as V. Yes, we did. You're right. But it was supposed five. To be 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Show wouldn't have confused me had it not used V for one title and then the Roman numeral for another title.
Right.
Next. 1994, 3.24.
Our alien rangers.
Oh, look! Ninjas! Next!
Next, 2005, 3.27.
Oh, yeah, these guys.
This was the last one that we... Last official one, isn't it?
I think so, yes.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, these were the last official guys we covered.
Yeah, that's right, because somebody had explained it to us that, what was it?
With the little guitar guy.
Yeah, the guitar guy was like the grandpa or some shit, and that all these dudes... All,
yeah, he's like their mentor kind of guy.
Yeah.
Well, the Yellow Ranger has a D-pad, so...
They all do, kind of.
Next, 1977, 3.3.
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Oh,
God.
Yes!
No.
J-A-K-Q!
If I was here, these motherfuckers would have gotten a better score.
So awesome!
I kind of wish we were doing Shane Butcher's names, because I never would have butchered that one. Four letters.
Dude, these guys are so awesome.
We like these Rangers a lot. We especially like Rainbow Ranger.
Yeah, the
Joker. I think he's called like the big something.
He's like called like the big one.
The big one, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Scotty hates these guys with a passion of burning their red hot intensity of a thousand suns.
That's Nick's phrase. Don't give that to him. Let him come up with his own
Nick
dumb
you
phrase.
Speak of?
I'm sorry. That's Nick's phrase? I'm pretty sure that phrase has been used before Nick even said it.
No, I've been hearing it even before we were working at Acme, he was using that stupid phrase.
Yeah, he was. He'd been using it for eons and eons.
Originality.
These guys are filled with victory and win and playing cards.
And victory cola.
I was just about to say, and possibly cola.
No, they're not victory.
Next, 1985, 3.34. These were the Angel Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
It was these guys.
Okay.
Because they all have some form of thing, whether it be Phoenix, Dragon, like...
Sports bras.
Yeah, all of them had, like, mythical creatures.
Wasn't the white and pink both female, or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they had panty tuts.
Yes, I see that.
Next, 1984, 3.4. Lightsabers.
Yeah,
these were these guys.
And
yeah, which we gave them epic for the lightsabers.
Weren't they called, like, Bioman or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I have a couple episodes on my computer. That's how I figured out that those weren't lightsabers.
Yeah, we freaked out when we seen the lightsaber.
Uh-huh.
Next, 2000, 3.43.
Awesome. Force.
These guys were awesome.
Now, our this is actually
Time
one,
Ranger.
These are actually the one. I'm actually almost done with this series. I actually went through it. I'm only 6 episodes away from finishing it. I wanted to watch this series because I know we had a lot of discussion about the beginning of this
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, I had issues with
and
remembering
rewatching
stuff.
It. Everything that Bill and me said was correct.
Doesn't the guy like? Doesn't he have, like, only a set amount of monsters? He has, like, eggs he has to incubate or something?
In our series, he took the prison back in the past, and each prisoner was in a little capsule that they had, and they were a little figure. He had to put it in this machine, and it fucking brought him back. It was
so
like
he did have a limited amount of monsters. Yes. He wasn't just like Lord Zedd in our show where he'd be like, man, screw it, I'm gonna, you know... Why do you always create one guy? If I was Lord Zedd, I'd have been like, zap, 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 and made like 14 monsters on the planet surface and been like, bye. Well, you guys have to bond together to beat one. Try 14.
I do know that in Time Force, he eventually runs out of monsters.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He runs out of people, and he's like, and I'm not there yet, I'm almost there. But I do remember him running out of...
Isn't that when he had to rely on like some previous series enemies or something?
I will let you know when I like I said I'm almost done. I'm not quite there yet, but
next
we like the Chrono Ranger.
1998, 3.75.
Lost Galaxy for us.
I don't remember their names.
So we're just going to call it
Wait.
Lost Galaxy.
Wait, this was Lost?
Yeah,
it was
Lost Galaxy.
Okay. Yeah, for us, this was Lost Galaxy. And because I've never liked the Sixth Ranger, I just don't think he belongs there.
No, because like their whole base of operations in space, and he looks like a knight.
Right. Yeah, I didn't care for him at all. Now, I don't know if maybe he makes more sense in the actual Sentai. He might. But as for what I've seen in our show, I was always like, okay, I get that you're different from them, but why be that different? Like, that's extreme different. Next, 2001, 3.93.
Wild Force
Rose. Yeah, the stance kind of confuses me with this one and the last one.
Why is that?
Oh, the whole, you know, hands and...
Oh, okay.
Well...
Tiger Claw!
Yeah. Well, in this series, since the Red Ranger would do that a lot because he had a lion,
yeah.
And I remember, I told you guys about their gloves. They can actually have claws.
Well, yeah, she has claws. Mm-hmm. I can see it in the picture right now. Okay, that might be a he. I don't know. The yellow standing next to the red. I know the white's a chick.
Well, in our series, obviously, she was a girl, but I believe...
I think that's a guy in this, though.
I thought the yellow was a chick.
Yeah, but in this, I think that's a guy.
Oh, so it's another trap.
Yeah, we do that all the time over here. We didn't...
Then again, we had that issue.
Until Mystic Force, we did not put the guy in the yellow suit.
When I told you that the first time here in America, we put a man in yellow, I told you it was Ninja Storm.
No, I thought it was Mystic Force.
No, Ninja Storm came first because they get.
So what is it then?
It's actually Alien Rangers. The Yellow Ranger was a guy.
Yeah, and the only reason we got away with that is the same reason Star Trek got away with stuff like that. We said it was an alien.
That was my fault. That was the first time we put a guy in yellow. But after that, it was actually Ninja Storm that we put a yellow.
Next, 2012, 4. Solid 4 for these guys.
These guys
were awesome.
Go Busters.
Yeah, they were.
I was into these guys. 100%.
Oh, wait a minute. I did listen. I remember these guys because I bashed on that gold guy so bad.
Yeah, you kept cussing out the gold guy. Then we had, like, a robot Cylon motherfucker, and you're like, he looks at least looks more aesthetically pleasing.
Those two guys were beetles or some fuck shit.
The silver was a stag beetle, I believe, and then the gold was just a...
No.
Was it the other way around?
I think gold was the stag, and then... Silver was just the beat buster, so it was just like a regular beetle.
Okay.
Because the silver was just a voice actor, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be a robot.
One of them was, but...
Yeah.
Next, 2003-4.
Dino Thunder.
So the last two shows both got a 4.
I think quite a few of these, I think two or three.
Three in a row finished with 4 exactly.
Yep.
The next one will also be a 4. So speaking of which, next, 1987-4.
The
Doug Funny Ranger. Doug Funny Vest somehow managed a 4. But those other dudes that I said I'm not hating on were way at the bottom of the list with like 1.6.
Maybe we may have messed up a little bit.
Well, I mean, look at the other Rangers. They look more than... all about the same, so...
I think if I remember correctly, everybody did give them a solid 4, though, because it came down to a matter of we were all like, these guys will be awesome!
I can tell you.
If there wasn't a Doug Funny Vest.
I can tell you what happened. The first so many shows that we did, like I said, it was like an hour and a half, and after doing a podcast for an hour and a half... and making so many jokes and laughing, if we got caught in the spirit of what we were doing, because now we take a break in between each episode so that we can rate everything fairly, we might have got caught up making fun of Rangers and went right into the next show with the same attitude without thinking about it and made fun of those Rangers.
Yeah, that's
and that's
a lot
probably
of
what led to their low score.
Yeah, Seth is right, though. We digged everybody, and we said these guys would have been better if they didn't have a 6th Ranger.
Yeah, the Doug Funny Ranger.
Yeah, because these guys, if I remember correctly, would have been like our first 5, but because of Doug Funny Vest, everybody was like, they lose points.
Somebody brought up the Doug Funny guy, thinking it was like something that we didn't cover.
Yeah, that was Jason. So
didn't
we went
you?
Back and I put him in the episode and we talked about it and we said that we did cover
didn't
him.
Didn't you also reference that Sixth Ranger is something from Ultraman?
I said he looks like he's something out of Ultraman.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Next, these guys just barely etched ahead of the curve here. We are on the last 4 best shows. So these guys made the top 5.
Yep.
So the last 2 before this was basically our top 5 area.
Yep.
So here, 2013 at 4.02.
This is our Dino Charger.
These guys got a 0.02 higher because they didn't have a Doug Funny Vest.
But they had a green or gold Ranger that had some weird arm thing.
I'm okay with that arm thing. Not hating him.
Their costumes had quite a bit of detail because of the sashes and everything.
That usually works against them in our show, too, when they over-design, but there was something that seemed to work for these guys. Seemed to work for these guys for most all of us. This picture definitely doesn't give us the grand scale, though.
Yeah.
Aren't there supposed to be like 11 of these?
12
of these guys?
You said that there was 13 on our final count. There was 11 motherfuckers that were necessary to beat one motherfucker. No! There's too goddamn many people!
It was only a few days ago that I actually listened to this episode because I was going through all of them.
I was
and
told something.
Your ass
I laughed
it,
my ass off because of you.
I was told something, was like though. I was told that in this show... there's people with teeth and people without teeth. There's something like there's another dimension where the Rangers, they have the teeth on their helmets, and then there's one where they don't have the teeth on their helmets. So these are actually like 2 teams of like 5 and 6 or something like that.
I do recall when I was listening to it, I was laughing because Seth is like, if one more Ranger shows up, I'm leaving.
Yeah, it literally it got to like 8, and I was like, if this is not the end of it, I'm going for smoke break.
A lot of us like these, but Seth only gave it a low score because, like, you don't need 11 motherfuckers to beat one motherfucker.
And then Nick was like, you always need spare motherfuckers, so one motherfucker could beat another motherfucker to death with another motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Let's see. Next. 2014, 4.43.
So this will be number 3 on our top.
The Choo Choo Rangers.
Wait, Train was number 3?
Train got 3. Because somebody hated on him so hard.
Ugly fucking costume.
These gear are such a hater.
No symmetry. There are fucking tracks on their shirts.
Listen to him, hate.
Ugly.
Listen to him.
Ugly.
Hater.
Did you hate
Hater.
Well, I do remember Jeremy saying, since I'm only rating by their costumes, not the show.
Yeah.
Because we did that.
I will be honest, we might have got caught up in the awesomeness of what we were seeing.
Like, oh, God. I've done that before. Where I'm like, well, the show's good, and we're like, and Seth would be like, we're rating only on costumes, and then we broke our rule with these guys.
Yeah.
These guys, we didn't watch the show beforehand. We were actually going based off the fact of a railgun.
Yeah, we were laughing at their weapons and having fun with
a fucking Train bot with handlebars all over.
And he doesn't care anymore.
Well, look, dude, when I looked at the costumes, like if this would have been the only picture, they'd have probably got less. Yeah. But when you can see some of the attitude that goes into the design, like, they're not supposed to be hardcore Rangers. You can obviously tell by the pictures we saw, their costumes match the formula for the type of show they're doing.
Now, this also was the show because I watched the YouTube video, and I recall, wasn't this the series that the Red Ranger has his own chair, and the others are...
No.
No.
No, that was the one. That was the one with the Klingon sashes.
Yep.
Okay, I got them mixed up.
He's the leader.
I was about to say, I could look it up for you and tell you which one that one is.
Next.
Number 2.
1992 with 4.5. But da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Our opinion is biased.
Yes and no.
I do. Look, you could say that, and I get that I grew up with these guys, but... I rated the Gold Ranger team higher than I rated these guys.
Somebody rated them low.
Yes and no. I this is one that I actually re-listened to, and I think I gave them, because I told Spencer in one of the other episodes I gave him a 3.5. No, I gave him a 4.5. You were like, I'm biased as shit. I'll be the first
one
like,
to say
it. You were like, 5.
I've only...
And Bill goes... Fuck it, give them a 5 with a bias.
Now, I've only given a 5 either 2 or 3 times. This one and the Train Rangers, I gave 5s. And I think, I can't remember, but I believe I did it one other time. Because I didn't give 5s out like fucking candy. I was really...
I don't know how many I gave with this one.
5s, we barely gave 5s. We really did.
We really did.
We only gave 5. Because, yes, we...
I didn't even give a 5 to the team that won. I know I didn't.
Okay, I know. I honestly thought these guys were going to win. Only because this is what we grew up with. This is what we... This is the show that got us started in Power Rangers. Yep. And because childhood, and like I've told you before, nostalgia is a very powerful thing.
It is, but to be fair, to really look at these guys... There's something about their design. Like, America might have chose these for a reason. Because you figure
2015 was your chair, guys.
You figure 2000. You figure 1975 is as far back as America could have reached to bring the show over here in 1990 what?
We got 93.
Yeah. Now you think about that. They could have reached all the way back to 1975. They had all these Ranger shows to pick from. They didn't have to go with the most current show. There was no reason they had to do that. It would have been cheaper to go with the older shows, and they could have brought us lightsabers and all kinds of crazy stuff before we got to these guys. But they picked these guys for a reason. I'm sure of it. Like, their costumes just work. The diamonds in white up on their chest, and then the way the colors kind of, they invert when you go to the gloves, and then each one of them got the dinosaur helmet, which we've seen carried on in like, what, four other shows? Because the helmet design is so perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something so perfect about that helmet design that they copied it over and over and over. And that's not to say that there weren't Rangers that influenced these helmets, but these just seem right. Nobody in this show seems out of place. They all look good. Like, all of them look good.
Even their sixth Ranger, which we all said was the coolest Ranger. Mm-hmm.
He looks like he belongs there.
Shit, even the technically seventh Ranger, when the green dies and red takes his power.
Yeah, and the red gets the shield. Yeah, he becomes like a red dragon ranger, kind of.
Even that was beast as
fuck.
Because
we've seen six rangers that are like, why are you here? Yeah. But when the green showed up, you're like, okay, they gave you a shield.
So you stand out.
We've seen guys that were that were supposed to be a part of the main team that didn't even look like they fucking belonged.
So,
This is a very well-designed suit, and the morphers work to their advantage. The morpher is part of the costume, and it's conceivable that they could just carry it around with them.
Mm-hmm. Unlike high schoolers taking a gun with them to school.
Right!
Since I actually own the Green Ranger morpher, I actually wore it on my belt once. It does work.
Yeah, it's conceivable.
I could wear it to school.
I might just be trying to justify my bias here, but there's something about them that works over a lot of the other shows. Some shows do have a problem of over-design. Yeah. Some shows have a problem of under-design. Like this hater over here thinks the fucking Train Rangers are under-designed.
Which, I mean, I'll give it to them. They are technically under-designed.
So let's get this question real quick, hater. What would you have given them?
I think that question was directed at you.
I'm talking to you.
I gave him a 5. No, I ain't no hater.
No, and technically, you said a hater, and Shane usually is a hater.
I may be biased, but I'm being honest. There's something about their costumes that I feel is just spot on. Like, they hit the mark with this.
I don't recall hating on them.
Right.
To be honest with you. I'd probably give them somewhere between a 3.5 and a 4.
Yeah?
Okay, that's fair.
So, yeah.
Oh, because they did hit a 4.5. That's the score they're at.
And,
so that's.
And when you have a ranger that controls his Megazord with a fucking flute, you win, okay? I'm sorry.
When their weapons, if we'd have got a weapon picture also, that's another thing that counts in our score. Sometimes the rangers look cool, and then they get dumb fucking weapons like Tonka truck shovels and tiny fucking air fans.
Well, I do recall.
And a cell phone.
Just super dumb shit. Satellite dish ray gun.
Well, I do recall when they put their weapons together.
Now, their weapons on this show, all of them were cool and usable.
Like Zach's axe would turn into the gun he would throw them, and they all threw their weapons.
And he also didn't have to throw it. In the show, there were times that he would flip the axe around, pull it out, and actually shoot the axe, and then flip it back to a.
But when they combined it for their big ass cannon, and I made a reference.
Compared to some of the others, that is not a big ass cannon. That's just a giant magnum. That's all it is.
My fault. When they put their medium sized cannon together.
Yeah. Because some of those guys, literally all Rangers, had to walk it onto the battlefield like, we'll get you, bitch! Carrying a small tank without wheels.
I made fun of the Red Ranger because, like, okay, all their weapons combined, and it looks cool, but when he just puts his sword on top, my.
Why? Like, what? You just wanted to be a part of this.
Your weapon, if we took your weapon and put it to the side, this thing would still fire.
But let's be honest, Shane. his weapon does fire because it hurts Tommy's hands bad.
Oh yeah, because he was like, and Tommy was like, oh no. I was like, really, God? It's like all their asses, and he throws his sword, and you couldn't have been like this.
He got hit in the hands. Like, the fact that they cut that scene.
And he flipped too.
But that's because they cut the scene. In the actual Sentai, like, he gets struck in the hands, and then the Red Ranger jumps and cuts him across the chest, cuts him across the stomach, like, elbows him in the face, and then cuts him up the torso. And that's when he flips and falls, and there's sparks going everywhere, and his armor kind
of
cracks.
I made fun of it because I'm like, so when you lose your weapons, you flip?
Yeah, but over here, they cut the Red Ranger attack part out. Yeah. And all that happens is Tommy's hands get hit, and he's like, oh my God! And he does a full front flip, landing on his ass, rolling around on the ground. Oh my hands! And then his powers went out. Like, dude, calm the fuck down. Your hands don't hurt that bad.
I think we found his weakness. His hands.
Next, 2011, finishing with a 4.8.
Super Mega Force.
You should be very excited. Pirates won the Power Ranger countdown.
It works.
It does.
It really does. Their Megazord is a fucking pirate ship.
Their Megazord worked for them. Their weapons are awesome.
Yes, yeah. The flintlock laser and the fucking cutlass.
They're all interchangeable. Yeah. Every Ranger looks decent. They look great in motion as well.
This is another one that the Sixth Ranger still fits.
Yeah, he looks like he belongs there.
His helmet is different. But that's really
He's got a bandana.
Yeah.
Instead of a hat.
But that's it. If you look at all their costumes, he's still got like the jacket.
Uh huh.
Yep.
And
his boots are shorter too, and they're more like cuffs.
Yep.
So they changed it slightly, but the biggest change obviously is his helmet because he looks like he's got sunglasses.
Yeah.
And that's really the only big difference between him.
Yeah. I was about to say there's only two things that allowed them to hit number one. One, I didn't find the Battleizer for Silver with all of the fucking faces on it for Nick to finally lose his heart on for this team.
Yeah, and that would have dropped their score a little bit.
And the second is we didn't actually
because I didn't give them a 5 because of that. Because faces on chest Ranger.
I didn't because of the Red Ranger being a complete asshole.
Yeah. So you rated on the show though. But we've all made that mistake. We've given them better scores and worse scores for the show.
I do because you did say that. I'm only rating it because this is the episode. I went to break and I told Bill, I'm like, man, Scotty was pissed because this is the episode where you were like, shut the fuck up. I'm rating.
Yeah, Nick was like. Jumping on everyone.
Because Nick has that problem, unfortunately, and because he doesn't show up that often. He'll literally just talk over everybody and not give a fuck.
And yes, I've called Scotty a hater in the past, especially with J-A-K-Q.
Look at his eyes! Look at him fucking roll his eyes over here! He's just as bad as this hater over here.
But when he was rating it, and he's like, I'm taking a slight...
I did a slight because of the asshole.
He said that a slight...
He didn't drop them that much, I don't think.
It was nothing for Nick to bitch about.
Yeah.
Now,
Nick was being
also, when you said that, I'm bumping it down because of the Red Ranger being an asshole, Bill was like, he's a pirate!
Yeah, I was like, he's a pirate!
But it's like, hey, guess who else is a pirate? Ryoko from the Tenchi series. And guess what? She's not an asshole.
No, she can be a bitch, though.
Yeah, she can.
She can be a monster bitch,
But not as much of an asshole as this guy.
Yeah.
This guy just wants food. He just wants some ramen.
No, he cares about nothing but himself. That's the problem.
Everything
about these guys, I kind of appreciate. I just feel like they work.
I am happy. That these guys, cause, you know, I like pirates. I like pirates. I like the pirate theme.
Well, he likes booty chasers.
Like I said too, if we would have found pictures of their Battleizers actually make these suits look like shit. Like if I remember correctly, like after watching the movie, they had like a secondary form to the suit, and like the secondary form to this looks way better than this does.
Because I remember that's why I graded it. I was like, you know.
Didn't we have one of them pictured in it, though?
I don't think we did. I think the only Battleizer we got was the fucking silver guy wearing his, like, full body plate mail.
And we hate that thing.
And we didn't need Freddy Krueger fucking.
Yeah, that's so dumb looking. That was the thing that took the score down for me.
Yeah, that Battleizer is.
But Nick was still like hardcore, like jacking his dick over these guys. Like, these are a five.
He gave
and
him
then I showed him the
five.
Picture, and then he like looks at my phone, cocks his head. And
I
he's
do,
like,
I because I listened to this one just a few days ago, and it was silence for a little bit.
Uh huh.
And then he said something like, well, this wasn't presented to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, but now it is.
So he gave it a straight five. I don't know what exactly I gave it. It was not a five, and it was based on that Ranger.
You gave it a 4.8.
You gave it a 4.8. Yeah,
I gave it a 4.5.
Yep.
I gave it a five.
Yes, you gave it a five.
Then I did give another one. I remember now.
Okay.
Yes.
And you gave it low because of the red.
Yeah.
It wasn't low.
No, Scott gave it a 4.5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying it wasn't low, but it was lower than five.
Scott was a 4.5.
Not a single,
Bill was
guy.
A 4.8, and you and Nick were five.
Yeah, not a single guy put these guys under four.
Yes.
Like, their design is very, very
well done. Very good. Yes. So it's like I said, because
and there's not 12 of them.
Yeah. Once you get that's the only reason why I rated them low. Those costumes weren't bad.
Technically,
but because you need 13 motherfucking Rangers.
Well, technically there's like
1,000 of them because they could
guys.
Switch suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like 70 of them.
But that was a gimmick.
But that's
life.
Different.
That's really cool.
Yes.
That's cool for the show. It doesn't really account towards the score of these costumes,
but
it is really cool.
Because, again, there is still just those six guys.
That might be something to talk about. It might be, we might need to, like, watch that Legendary War and then, like, do a talk on it, just us talking about it.
As we're watching it?
We could do either.
I like to do it.
A riff review of the entire thing?
It might be neat to do a riff review.
Oh, my God, we're doing a riff review.
Well, since the movie is like
shit,
what?
Let me go grab a smoke. Somebody pop in the DVD. I'll be right back.
Well, I don't know about tonight.
Yeah,
but,
not today. Or
but
tonight.
It would be a good idea. It wouldn't be. Wouldn't be. I have it. I mean,
I agree. I think that'd be fun.
All right. Well, that was our Ranger countdown. It is a long video. I don't know.
We've had a couple
that have that have hit the hour. Hour
actually,
mark.
The Train Ranger.
We've been hitting like
over,
40 minutes.
The Train Ranger was 45.
A lot of them, yes, they were going at about 50. But at the same time, considering the fact that we just reviewed, 39 series?
I tried to move us through as quick as I could.
For this length, I think we could actually get this down to two episodes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I'm going to post this as one thing.
Shit,
I'm confused.
This can go as one.
The 2015 series, the word I'm not allowed to say. They weren't on this list at all.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were.
They were the one with the guitar guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That series, I must not have...
We were all having too much fun bashing on the Red Ranger, being like, I'm the leader, I gotta sit in my chair.
Yeah.
You bitches carry me around, damn it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, we basically spent that whole episode making fun of the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And joking about how Wild West Ranger had a guitar. Anyway, let's end this shit.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.